Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I am good. Fun to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Kelly Gaumont, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I have to say, I'm really proud of you, Kelly, because I totally get how difficult it was for you to stay quiet right before we started recording. So, well done.
Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Beady, beady.
Oh, that was awesome. And I hope there's at least a handful of people that totally get what you just did. And I'm not going to elaborate. So it's just a special thing between you, Kelly, and me, and the handful of listeners that got it. Hey, we also have sponsors today. We have two. We have Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network company, and we also have VideoBlocks, and they're the company that does really affordable stock video, audio, and image content. So we'll talk about them soon. But before we do, I'm thinking let's start with some Twitter talk. So Twitter is rolling out the 240-character thing to everyone right now. So instead of being limited to 140
or 280?
280. Yeah. Apparently math is not my strong suit today. So 140 characters is what we've always had. And so now Twitter is bumping that up. They're doubling it, 280 characters. So you may very well have this option available to you right now. Like if you log into your Twitter account in a web browser, you'll see that you probably can type 280 character posts. And then Twitter apps are rolling out updates soon so that they will support 280 characters as well. And I'm curious, what do you guys think about this? Is this like a meh thing, or is it a big deal, or what is the deal?
Well, okay, so I've been on Twitter for over 10 years, mm-hmm. and I've watched it evolve, and this one, here's part of the reason I have a problem with this is because I feel like Twitter's sort of having an existential crisis right now, and if you listen to, and I follow a wide variety of people. I follow tech people. I follow some sports people, like sports writers and things. I follow some film people. I follow like all kinds of different people. Like the more different you are from me, if you follow me or I come across your profile somehow, I will probably follow you back because your viewpoint is different from mine and I'm interested in that's what I want from Twitter. And there's a lot of stuff that Twitter needs to handle before it does things like scale to where everybody gets 280 characters. And I feel like those priorities are being ignored in favor of things like user pictures are round and they're not stars anymore. They're hearts when you want to mark something for later. And we made it so that you can quote a tweet and you can still have your commentary without the character count of the original tweet counting against your commentary or whatever. They keep doing all of these things instead of doing things like addressing abuse or addressing bots or addressing any of the other things that are happening on this service that are possible to prevent. And I would like very much for there to be action on those things and not words on those things. Because every so often, somebody from Twitter comes out and says, gosh, you know, abuse is real bad and we're working on it real hard. And then some employee who left or whatever comes in and says, yeah, let me tell you how hard they're working on it. Not. And or they say, you know, we can't get they won't ever get rid of all of the bots because there are so many. And, you know, if 5% of Twitter's users are actually automated accounts that are being used for spam or for other purposes and they get rid of those, then Twitter takes a hit, you know, and nobody wants to be. Nobody's interested in a company, you know, that takes a hit like that because they have to have like, you know, the what they call ADP, the active daily ADU, active daily users or active monthly users. Mm-hmm. Like that's the metric everyone uses to measure. This is the exact same metric that you will get from Facebook and from Snapchat and from all these places is average daily users, daily active users, whatever they call it. And the user count is everything to companies like this. So Facebook's not going to pull the bots down. Instagram's certainly not pulling the bots down. They're owned by Facebook. I know how well their spam filters work. They don't. And I think Twitter has the same problem. So until Twitter can finally suck it up and go, yeah, we need to purge X percent of our accounts because they're not real accounts. And now everything we have is actual people, and they make people go through an ounce of actual verification in order to make this happen. Until we get there, Twitter is going to be a fundamentally flawed platform.
I have a prediction.
Okay.
I think what will happen is that there'll be this flurry of pushback where somebody gets a 279 character tweet and they go, you're filling up my timeline. You're wasting my space. I'm not going to stop following you if you don't limit yourself to 140 characters. And there'll be these pseudo policemen who are trying to clamp down on everybody and say, no, don't use it. Don't use it. If you use it, I won't follow you.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm looking at this whole thing and I'm thinking, geez, you know, all I've been asking for years now are two things. Get abuse under control and let me edit a tweet. That's all I've asked for. And
precisely.
And I don't see that changing. But as far as what sort of backlash will we have to longer tweets, what I've been seeing through the test phase is that people complain and say, this is horrible. And if you need to write so much, why didn't you do a blog post? And but, you know, we've had that for a long time anyhow, because people will do their Twitter storms where they write like 30 tweets in a row. And to me, if you need to do more than two tweets in a row, write a blog post and then put the link to the blog post on Twitter. I think that would be more effective. But maybe that's just me. So I'm used to seeing people just barf into my Twitter stream. And I think people are, aside from me, are used to that as well. I think that we'll just see longer Twitter barfs into our streams, and people will complain for a little while, and then it'll just be the new normal, and life will go on, and people aren't going to complain very long.
And let's be honest, 140 characters is kind of fun. Like, it's one of those things where when you have to work within parameters, you know, it's the same sort of appeal that you get from things like Iron Chef, when you have to use a, you know, you have a time limit, or Chopped, where you have specific ingredients, or, you know, other sorts of competition shows where there's some sort of parameter that you normally don't have to work against that you have to work against. And that's what makes those things interesting.
Well,
part of what I always liked about Twitter is that, like, I only get 140. I have this small amount of room to express myself. I got to get it right.
I won't miss the idea of having to scan through my tweets when I'm two characters long and change the ANDs to ampersands. That's a waste of my time. So I won't miss that part.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you don't have to use all 280 characters. So if you want to write shorter tweets, that's okay. So just keep that in mind. And we have a sponsor today. Actually, we have two. And our first sponsor is Eero. And Eero, their second generation model is out. And that's the one that has the base station that looks like a sort of like a flat brick. And then the two Eero beacons. And those are the satellite units for all this. What am I talking about? Well, it's Wi-Fi mesh. So what they've done is created this system where you hook up the base station, and then you take these beacons and plug them in other rooms, and now you've extended your Wi-Fi network range, so you have good coverage everywhere you need it. And what they did with the second generation models was add in a third 5 gigahertz radio that makes it tri-band, and that makes it about twice as fast as the original version. So that means that you can have more stuff slamming through your network at the same time without having to worry about bottlenecks. And the Eero is pretty good about managing any bottlenecks you might have anyhow. I honestly have not been able to choke my Eero second gen at all.
And wow.
I have tried. So I think that's pretty cool. So the other thing they did was they added in a Thread radio. So if you're doing Internet of Things, low power wireless communication stuff, it has the radios for that too. So you've got this whole system. It's crazy easy to set up. And, you know, you just pop an app on your iPhone, you plug this thing in, and it finds everything, it configures it for you. If your beacons aren't set in a good location, it can help you figure out better places to put them because it's measuring signal strength. And it's just great. It has been awesome for me. I love that I have this much wider network range than I had before for all of my devices. And I love that it's been reliable, up to date. They also fixed the crack Wi-Fi WPA2 threat. They fixed that like right away. I was so happy when I went and checked to see if there was an update available. It had already installed. So that was just awesome. So everyone, what you need to do is head over to the Eero website and pick out your Eero system so that you can have a much better Wi-Fi network, just like me. So head to their website, Eero.com, Eero.com. Pick out the Eero system you want. And then at checkout, pick overnight shipping and use the special code TDO. And that's going to get you free shipping overnight in the United States and Canada. So Eero.com/TDO. Pick out your system, get your free overnight shipping in the United States and Canada. And thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor. All right, so the other sponsor we have today is VideoBlocks. And I've been playing around with VideoBlocks for a little while now. And actually, I'm using some of their stock images in articles, too. So what they do is make stock video footage, audio footage. Is it audio footage? Audio recordings and images available to you at a really low cost. So it's $149 per year for unlimited access to whichever category you want. So like VideoBlocks, that gets you all the high quality, high resolution video footage that you want royalty free for a whole year. And when I say for a whole year, that's just what you pay per year. If you stop your subscription, you get to keep all the footage. You don't have to worry about royalties. It's just yours to use. So they have over 150,000 videos right now, and they're adding more all the time. I've been digging through and finding stuff that I think is cool and figuring out how I'm going to use it in stuff that I'm working on. And I love that they have HD content. They have 4K content. They have what you need to make really cool stuff. And it's easy to find. It's easy to use. And like I said, it's royalty free. So here's the deal. They charge $149 a year for the video or audio or images. But what they're doing for all of our daily observations listeners is doing a triple bundle. So this deal is good in November and December, $149 for the year, and you get all three of the subscriptions for just $149. So what you need to do is go to videoblocks.com/TDO, and when you go to that special link, you're going to get all the stock video, audio, and images you can imagine for $149 for a year. It's like a crazy awesome deal. And that URL again, it's VideoBlocks, VideoBlocks.com/TDO. So head over there, sign up for your subscription, and start checking out all of the stock content that you need for your projects, personal or commercial. It's really awesome. I've been pleased with them. So thank you, VideoBlocks, for being our sponsor. All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Animoji, because I've been hitting different aspects of iPhone X over this week, and we haven't really done the dive into Animoji. We've talked about it a little bit, but I figured this is the right day to hit Animoji, and I'll say that going into the iPhone X, when I saw the demonstrations that Apple did before the launch, when they unveiled it, when they unveiled the iPhone X, I thought, okay, there's going to be a lot of people that think this is stupid, and still, there's going to be people that are flipping over this, and Animoji is going to sell iPhone X. So, Kelly, what do you think about Animoji?
I love them. I am sad I cannot have them. And I know I'm not getting them because part of what makes them possible is the front facing camera. And I have a mere mortal 8 instead of a 10. And I want to be completely clear with everyone. Animojis are ridiculous. Animojis are not, at this moment, useful in any particular way that I can discern. I can't find the thing that makes you more efficient or anything like that with Animoji. They are ridiculous. They are of no use, and they are amazing and wonderful. And Animoji karaoke, this is what I'm saying.
Animoji karaoke is going crazy.
Animoji karaoke is one of my favorite things that has happened. And part of that is because there are people who take it to ridiculous extremes, like shooting Bohemian Rhapsody all the way through with 4 different Animojis, getting the whole thing going, and then lining it all up so that you get, like, you know, 4 chickens. He will not let you go, and on and on and on. Like, it's astounding. I've seen people do this, and those are amazing. But even just the little stuff, like the things that I've screwed around with on Mr. Kelly's iPhone 10, and like stuff I've sent you, Jeff, you know, back and forth. Like, they are hilarious and wonderful, and there aren't many things that are just fun and amusing with no, like, underlying stuff underneath it. Like, this is just a fun thing that we know we can do, so we're gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that.
And John, what are you thinking about Animoji right now?
I think it's kind of cool on the surface, but this too shall pass. While Kelly was describing her feelings, I was thinking it's sort of like a rich guy buying a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, bringing in a port, and setting up tennis courts on the deck. Everybody has great time playing tennis on the carrier deck, and it's all sorts of fun, and this view is great. But the carrier is designed for so much more.
I totally get it.
But the other thing I love about it is that this is to me, this feels like an excruciatingly Apple feature, and here's why. This reminds me of when they decided to add a mouse to the Macintosh, and then they were trying to figure out how to get people to work it out, right? Like, how do you train people to use a mouse? And there was a fly swatter game. So a fly would show up and you had to move the mouse to swat the fly on the screen. And that's how they sort of taught people. And I feel like Animoji is the in for people to get used to the camera. For some people, this may be the first time they ever cared about a front facing camera. Like, I basically dismiss mine all the time because for so long, the front facing camera was nowhere near what the rear facing camera could do. So I got pretty good at just taking a picture without being able to see the screen. And because there was such a disparity, and I feel like this is a way to sort of get people into the front facing camera who may not have been into it before.
Astounding insight, Kelly. That is awesome insight.
It's totally, it's training. It's a fun thing you can do with the camera that you have in order to make things like Face ID not seem so scary, not seem so weird, not seem so foreign. Like, this is another thing that you can do with it. And this sort of makes it more compelling as a feature. And this is another one of those moments with Apple that I see where when I look at the technology that goes into something like this, which I know, John, is what you're talking about. This is a nuclear powered aircraft carrier in your phone. And the potential for what other people can do with this for in whatever way. These are things that I'm really excited about. Is once Face ID is nailed down and what the camera does is solid and everybody, like, it's more of a known quantity and Apple's able to open that up. Like, think about what you can do with Touch ID now that you couldn't do when it debuted on the 5S, for example. And what Touch ID has allowed people to do and how much better your experience has become. You can log into an app with your thumb instead of having to type a complex password. You can do all of these things that are really interesting, and I can't wait to see where this technology ends up taking us. And the reason it's going to take us there is because the adoption due to things like Animoji is going to be the in. That's the foot in the door, the face in the door for getting this stuff out there.
Here's Johnny. Not the face you're thinking of.
Not that kind of, no, not that kind of face.
And who knows where it will lead.
you know, if there were a medical app with Face ID, maybe it could have helped him. Like, your eyes are very dilated and your Apple Watch tells me that your heart rate is elevated. Like, what's going on with you, dude? Like, do you need to call someone? Put down the axe.
Yeah. So, Kelly, I think you nailed something there with the whole Animoji thing. It's a gateway to new technologies. And it's, like, ridiculously fun. I mentioned this, I think, yesterday. It might have been the day before on the show. That the first Animoji I made, I just promptly sent to my girlfriend. And she had not been following the whole Animoji thing, even though she's really into all of her Apple gear. That just wasn't something that was on her radar. And so she sends me a message back and asks, what is this? And I tell her, so I sent her a message back and I said, it's an Animoji. You can do it on the iPhone X. And she replies back, that's the stupidest thing ever. and so I thought, my work here is done. But it also shows where a lot of people are with the whole Animoji thing, because there's no value in it for them yet. And once they find the value in whatever the facial mapping technology is that Apple does, then this will be something that's more useful for them. So maybe it will be Animoji for someone, or maybe it will be something that comes out of the Face ID technology that Animoji made possible. So right. I'm glad it's here. I think it's a lot of fun. I'm not planning on doing karaoke with mine.
I am yet. Disappointed in you, Jeff.
Well, okay. That's only because I haven't been to the right parties yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it will happen. And we're out of time, so we need to wrap up. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
It was a pleasure. Nice to be here. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, John.
It's always, always great to have both of you here. It's also great that Eero is our sponsor today. Head over to the Eero website. They really do make an amazing Wi-Fi mesh system. I'm so glad that I'm using what they have. So Eero.com, and then use the code TDO at checkout to get free overnight shipping in the United States and Canada. Also, thank you to VideoBlocks for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO, and get their triple bundle so you can get all of the video, audio, and images that you can imagine for $149 for a full year. That deal's good only in November and December, so don't procrastinate. Thank you, VideoBlocks, for being our sponsor. Listeners, thank you for being here. I'm always glad that you join me every day. Every one of you rock, and I will see you again tomorrow.